My name is Jackie. Very happy to say on the show with us this evening, once again, we've got a nameless ghoul from Ghost. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm really excited to see you. Grammy Award winning. I mean, how awesome is that? I know we've had a chance to talk since that happened, but still, like, does it blow your mind?
Every day. I woke up this morning cheering.
You were like,
no, it's great,
cheering.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Yes, it's a big thing, especially from where we are from. It means a lot.
Awesome, and congrats again on that. Ghost recently released a new EP. It's called Popstar. It's out now. When Square Hammer came out, and I like how it seems to be sort of a new thing with bands to just sort of like, hey, surprise, we have an EP out, and here's a song. Boom. And the song came out, and it's different, and it was like, it's very unique, and I think it's doing quite well for you. Do you guys make a conscious decision as you continue to, create more music to, evolve, or are you like, this is our sound and this is what we're sticking with?
Being main songwriter, I tend to want to write songs that will complete our live show. So it's almost like a double perspective, where on one hand you have to write a record, an album or a collection of songs, downloadable in a certain order, that will be compelling and tell sort of a story or have a certain dramaturgy. But what Square Hammer is definitely an example of, I guess, myself and us as a band, you pick up on the vibes needing a straighter song, basically. Mm-hmm. Ever since we started touring 6 years ago, we've always opened up with the opening track of the album. And every album has started with like this weird upsped waltz prog number, and which is great, fine, it's fun, it's cool, but you want to run to the hills in there as well. And that's why I guess he sort of when the embryo of Square Hammer came up, which was just that riff down, and that's how it started. I basically hummed that into my phone.
Oh wow,
it sounded probably exactly like that. I think I still have the file somewhere.
Square Hammer from Ghost on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Bloodwork from 36 Crazy Fists. I love that one. Heard Square Hammer from Ghost before that. Full Metal Jackie, a nameless ghoul from Ghost, is with us. And again, that song, Square Hammer, definitely a standout. Talk about what it's like when you're writing. You mentioned earlier about how you recorded the melody into your phone. I'm sure you do that quite a bit. How do you go from that to what ends up being the song?
In my head, it said immediately, like, oh, it's going to be some sort of passenger. Basically the same riff almost throughout the song, the whole song. You cannot have a riff like that and surrounded with like this 20-minute epos journey. It just had a quickiness to it. And that's why I was just like, yep, let's just make this a really, really, really straight song. Let's make it one single track, because it arrived too late for the Meliora anyways, but right. It still sort of fell into the same thematics. So it's a good thing to release a song in the middle, and that will revamp the whole, I hate to say this, album cycle, but definitely from our touring point of view, where we've opened up with the way more complicated Spirit for a year, and then all of a sudden you have a Square Hammer. So you being on tour does a lot of things to a band. That's why I honestly believe that most bands go through a similar thing. That's why, the most anal sort of Puritans of metal always complain about bands getting bigger. But what's usually happening is that, the club band that does a record, or a couple of records being a club band, and then they grow into bigger venues, they normally go for a more commercialized sound. Commercialized or commercial doesn't necessarily mean that they write songs only to sell records. It's basically you want to play music that works well with a bigger crowd, like physically, and you want it to sound good in a big room. You know, that's, I'm sure that's why Black Album sounds different from Injustice for All, because all of a sudden they were playing these big boomy arenas.
Yep.
And when you play, you know, I love hearing Battery, or I love hearing, you know, their trashiest songs ever. But Enter Sandman sounds way better
An arena. Bigger.
Yeah, it sounds way bigger.
Totally.
So it's just a natural way. You hear that on Maiden as well. You know, as soon as they started getting bigger, the songs got straighter and it just worked better in a bigger environment.
A nameless ghoul from Ghost is our guest tonight. Got to take a quick break. Still to come, though, this hour, we'll hear from Jamie Josta for Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit. So you're going to want to stick around to see what he picks this week. I've got new music from Suicide Silence coming up. More with a Nameless Ghoul. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, a Nameless Ghoul from Ghost, with us on the show tonight. The Pope Star EP is out now, and we're talking about the song Square Hammer. The video really shows every side of the band. Would Ghost be possible without your obvious sense of humor?
Not live. I mean, there's also differentiation there between... In my world, there's a clear divide between our live show and our, like, medial presence and our actual records. So our records are usually way more serious. They're a little bit more... In script, sort of.
Right.
Whereas all those songs sort of get thrown into a new concept in the live show, where we mix all the things together, and then it's a little bit more... It has a different drama to it. So I don't think that we will ever... I don't think it would be good if we didn't have a sense of humor in the show. That wouldn't fly.
It's Full Metal Jackie, a Nameless Ghoul from Ghost, with us. Quick break. Coming up, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit. Also going to be getting to new music from Gone Is Gone. We'll hear Judas Priest and so much more. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, a Nameless Ghoul from Ghost, with us this evening. We're talking about the new EP. It's called Pope Star and it's out now. And it covers the Eurythmics and Echo and the Bunnymen. What makes a metal audience respond to Ghost playing pop music?
I mean, so far, I think that the majority of the comments that I have seen, I should say, I sort of shut off pretty quickly. I usually follow like the first day,
mm-hmm.
just to get like a feel, or like get the gist of this is sort of what people think, and then I just stop. But so far it seems like, I mean, if there's one good thing about modern ways of consuming music, I must say that people are generally, across the board, a little bit more open-minded. People listen to songs more. That's the bad side. I mean, I want people to listen to albums. I want everything to go back to 1984. But I, you know, that's like, if I can't do that, I think that at least the good thing about it is people are generally a little bit more open-minded when it comes to music. Whereas in the past, when you had to choose your records, you chose what you. You know, you were a little bit more Trumpish, you know. So you went for what you knew and didn't question a whole lot. So I don't think, I've never felt like we were getting stick from our fans. But if you go on Blabbermouth, you will always have some.
Of course, well, that's
smart person sitting there and say that everything is gay.
Well, I think it's rare that the comments are like, oh my gosh, this is so great. I think that people who comment on, you know, certain sites think their job is to be a music critic without actually getting paid for it.
Right. Yeah, that's the magic of the internet.
Yes. That's Full Metal Jackie with a Nameless Ghoul from Ghost on the show. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We're going to be hearing from Nathan Explosion this week of Death Clock. Also going to get to new music from Lamb of God. We'll hear Metallica. It's all coming up on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with a Nameless Ghoul from Ghost on the show with us tonight. And Ghost albums have been, they're thematic. The last one, Meliora, was about the absence of God. Do you already have an idea for the overall theme of the next album?
Yes.
And I'm not going to tell you.
No, well, I mean, it's let's just say that it's a continuation of Meliora, but it's sort of a response where we I've used the word pre-apocalyptic on Meliora. Mm-hmm. It's sort of the height of, you know, civilization. It's symbolism for, it's, you know, just look at the cover. It's like skyrisers and everything. It's, you don't even see the ground. It's all covered in built materia. And obviously there has to be an end to that. So there will be a call and, you know, call and response.
Okay.
And the next album will be the response to that. So if there was an absence of a god, there might be a return of a DT.
Interesting.
Which usually comes in horrible forms. So it will be a darker album.
Have you had this sort of vision of where you were going to go from record to record to start with? Or are you doing this as you go along?
Both.
A little both.
A little both. I mean, in the beginning, it was, you know, a little shooting from the hip. I mean, just making the songs for the first album was, I had no idea what was going, where it was going. But then as it materialized to nothing, from nothing to something, in the sense that all of a sudden we were a touring band and, wow, this is a job, apparently. Then obviously you quickly need to, like, reassess. And, you know, I think that there were, even though I mean immensely proud of the first album, that I guess that there were a few things on there that had I known beforehand lyrically some of the things that were said in there, it was going to be resulting in material that you were going to play potentially for the rest of your life, it might have looked different. But that's why I'm glad that we never knew. The album came out of a purity.
Right.
And a naivety that obviously you cannot fake. But then obviously as soon as you know, Infestissimum was starting to, you shape up your writing a little. And with Meliora, it was definitely more of a, there was a point. There was way more like a, this is basically how I want to describe or the mindset I want to have people put in.
It's Full Metal Jacket with a Nameless Ghoul from Ghost. Quick break. Nathan Explosion from Death Clock checking in next for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll hear music from Lamb of God and more with a Nameless Ghoul. It's Full Metal Jackie with a Nameless Ghoul from Ghost with us. The new EP is called Pope Star. It's out now. And talking about the anonymity of the members of Ghost, your anonymity is perfect for pulling pranks like twin siblings pretending to be each other and things like that. How have you amused yourselves like that?
No, I don't think it's funny at all. It's just a nuisance. No, it's...
I'm sure it's difficult sometimes to keep that going.
Right. From a practical point of view, of course, it would be more convenient to just be a normal band and you can just put a fly on the wall, as they say, and just let it happen. Mm-hmm. And just be yourself. And... you know, everything nowadays is about content, you listeners, means online chatter about clips, news, a picture, anything that creates likes and comments, content. If we were a so-called normal band, we can just create 20 posts a day just filming what we just ate and how it looked when it came out, and you know, we're here now, we're doing this, and all the sort of, you know, unnerving sort of hysteric things that most people do. From a personal point of view, I'm very happy that we're not, or at least I am not personally doing that. I have no Facebook, I don't have Twitter, I don't have Instagram, I have an old Hotmail address.
Oh, old school, I like that.
Yes.
Hotmail.
And you know, I managed to sort of dodge the whole
social media thing.
Yes, which I'm happy that I'm not. Obviously, I live in a world where that surrounds me, so I know.
You know what's going on.
I know what's going on, but I don't follow it.
I'm sure there's something that's really healthy and awesome about that.
I definitely think that there's definitely a backside to the modern world of social media. I think some people that didn't have a social life before probably might have had magical things happening to their lives, which I fully bless and condone. You know, absolutely. If you were a sad person before and now you have a social scene, absolutely fantastic. Information to the people, right? Great, fantastic. But I know so many people that are so unhappy.
Yeah, and it's sort of like consuming, and it ruins marriages, I think.
It ruins a lot of things. So for the majority of the people that used to have a somewhat working life situation in the past, I think I don't think we know yet the downside of this, and it's part of we think of conveniences as something that helps us, but the more conveniences that we bow for in our lives, you know, the less purpose we have as persons. I mean, you know, Uber is great, but Uber will suck if Google is going to make self-running cars with Uber.
That is
Uber
a scary thought.
So, and that is just one that's just one example of how we dive headfirst into conveniences that ends up biting us in the ass. So,
a nameless ghoul from Ghost is with us. Pick up the EP Pope Star. It's out now, and there's a new album in the works as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Looking forward to all that is to come with Ghost. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.